Good evening, everyone. This is Dr. Jones from Beneath the Grief Ministries, the counseling service, and I'm coming on this Friday night. And today we are already in the month of June. I'll tell you, the months are flying. They are flying, they are flying, and they are flying. And so on this evening, you know, I'm going on back like I said I was, you know, a couple of times before that I said that some of the podcasts that I would maybe even do on a Sunday and maybe a Friday, they might come a little later than expected, but I'm going to get them in. And tonight is another one. There's a couple that's coming that, you know, you just take that break, but you come on back. And when you come on back and you do it, then that's what's important. You come on back and do it. And maybe you're even ready for it when it comes. Let us pray. Most kind and gracious Father, we come in Jesus' name. We come, Lord, thanking you for another day. And thank you for the wake up of the day on today. And here we are in the month of June. So we're asking you, Father, that you be with everyone. And Father, we ask that you touch us. And Father, we ask that you give us strength. We ask that you continue, Father, to continue to look upon us because you know what we need. And Father, we're thanking you. So Father, we're thanking you where you send this podcast. And we say thank you as we know this is the intercessory prayer weekend coming up. And we're thanking you for it. So Father, we thank you once again for all that you do. And we say thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Now, these messages, they may not come out the way I first do them when I do them on the conference line or when I'm doing it on the other podcast. They may not come out the same, and I guess they shouldn't. They shouldn't, but they come out the way that they should, and I thank God for whatever way, however he lets it come out, that's the way it comes out. So here we go. So now on tonight, this one here, this specific message, I'm going to be taking it from, I'll tell you about what the name of the topic is in a minute. That's John 2:5. But whosoever keepeth his word in him, verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. And the subject of this message on tonight is Jesus loves you. Hold up. So I know somebody said, what? Yeah. Jesus loves you. Hold up. Now, there's another scripture that we so commonly use it, and I want to just give it to John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, I want to say something. I want to say that you notice that I didn't use John 3:16 first. I used another script. I used John 2:5. And I kind of want to take the John 3:16. I kind of want to take that as what's kind of said as, let me see. There's a word that's used that's kind of like, when you're signing papers, when you're signing papers and you're making a point of what you're saying, and it's really the first thing that you're saying, but you're making a point with it. So I'm using John 3:16 because the point is going to be made in John 3:16 because Jesus loves us and he loves us. But hold up. And somebody might be saying, well, why is she saying hold up? Why is she saying hold up? Because we know that Jesus loves us, and he does. And he does. He loves us, as we told. He loves us. He gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So we see definitely he loves us. But hold up. Because here we have in John 2:5 that it is saying, but whoso keepeth his word, keepeth his word in him, verily is the love of God perfected. Perfected. Did we see that? perfected. Perfected as meaning perfect. Let's just put it there. Perfect. Hereby know we that we are in him. So you see that our love that God has for us, he has it for us. He gave his son for us so that we can live and have eternal life. But having the word inside of us and keeping it and having his love perfected in us, we know that we belong to him. That makes me feel good. That makes me feel happy. Jesus, give it to me. So he loves us, but hold up. You know, I'm gonna hit it. It reminds me of a pastor, how late pastor, and how he used to sing this song, The Love of God. And when he would sing this song, you know, he would always kind of make reference that, you know, he wasn't the greatest, was the best singer, but, you know, just sing along with him anyway. And then he would sing this song. And then when he would sing this song, you can just tell that in his heart, you could sense of his passion of him singing the song. So the people, you know, they would just sing along with him because, you know, they're hearing of the passion and then what's coming in them. And then they feel it. They're feeling the song because they're feeling of the love of God. And they're feeling of the love of God and they're hearing it in the song and they're feeling it. And they're feeling it. They're feeling the compassion. And then that's how he was feeling it. The compassion of what he was singing. He believed what he was singing. And having that love of God. So in our human brain, in the human brain and in our heart and in our soul, guess what? The same effects we should have. That love that Jesus has for us, as we told, whoso keepeth his word in him, verily is the love perfected, that we need to have it too. But Jesus loves us. He loves us. But hold up. They hold up because it's something that I'm going to hit here. I'm going to hit here with the hold up because on a personal level, there are some things that we need to know in Jesus loving us. Yeah, he do. He loves us, but there's some things that we need to do. So hold up, because in his loving us, as we are told in John 3:16, we some things we need to know. There's some things we need to be aware of. There's some things we need to take note of. Yeah, we do. And these things that we need to take note of, I say hold up, because we're talking about the love of God. And while we're talking about the love of God, we need to talk about and get to those things that we need to kind of get rid of, so to speak. Let's do it that way. The things we need to get behind us, that's the hold up piece. Those things that kind of get behind us, handling our grief. Somebody said, there she go, talking about that grief. Oh, yeah. But you know, we need to handle those things and handle it and growing from it, because Jesus loves us still, and he loves us, and even in spite of all these things that's happening, you know, he still loves us. But hold up, because there are issues that go on that's in the heart. It displays in our heart how we feel. It displays in our hearts how we are. It displays in our hearts what we say when we say things. And but Jesus still loves us. He does. He still loves us. But hold up, because, you know, they're just these things that we need to be aware of. Hold up. And it's in reference to what's happening. It's what's happening because he loves us so. And wanting of these things to get
get together. How about us getting together? How about it? How about it? How about it? Because he loves us. But hold up. Hold up. Because I'm going to touch these areas. I'm going to touch these. I'm going to touch just a few. I'm going to touch probably only three. Because I'm seeing this quite a lot. And I see this quite a lot. And it's a concern. It's a concern as us, as believers. It's a concern. And it should be. If it ain't, it should. That's division. Division. Luke 12 and 51. Suppose ye that I am come to give peace on earth, I tell you nay, but rather division. You know what? Oh, please. Do you know that right about now? Oh, yeah, it is. How much division that it is going on right about now? There's so much division that is going on that with that division, huh? You hear this? Suppose ye that I am come to give peace on earth. I tell you nay, but rather division. Because division is happening. And division is happening. But guess what? With it, with that division, Jesus still loves us. Woo! He still loves us. But hold up. Hold up. Because that division is still happening, but he still loves us. And why? Because he wants us to come. That's the John 3:16 disclaimer. That's what I was thinking about. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. The disclaimer. And that's what I was trying to say. I was saying that it was something. There was this word disclaimer, and so I wanted to use the John 3:16 as the type of the disclaimer. That saying that Jesus loves us, and he does, and that him dying on the cross for us and all, he loves us. But hold up, because there's some things, even though he loves us, that we got to get it together. Okay, reviewing Luke 12 verses 51 through 56. There was some examples here of houses in division, family division, weather conditions were, you know, there were conditions there, climate was bad. But he tells us how hypocritical that was, and you know why? And it was so hypocritical because you can see all of that. We do, and you know, we see all these things, the family division, the weather, the climate, the this and the that. We see it all, and we're seeing and looking at all of that, and guess what? We can't even discern the times. We can't discern the times, but we can see all that other stuff. We can see it, but we cannot discern what's going on around us. But still, guess what? Jesus loves us, huh? Hold up. But he still loves us, even though we need to be discerning the times, we need to be looking at him, but we ain't. But we're so busy and so distracted with so much that's going on, he still loves us. But hold up. But then, you know, there's more. There was another division with Jesus because of him performing miracles on the Sabbath day. And you know, that was a problem to these people. They didn't like the fact that he was performing these miracles on the Sabbath day. So you know, how many of us got problems, and you know, we got problems, and we with them same problems. Guess what we do? we kind of keep it going, but guess what? We keep it going. But guess when we keep it going? We keep it going on any day, and then we don't just have to be the Sabbath day; it'd be any day. And we keep it going. But hold up. It's still a beef. But Jesus still loves us. He still loves us. He still loves us. And they were upset because of him doing miracles on the Sabbath day. And then they were asking. Others said, how can a man that is a sinner do such miracles? You see where they head is at? You see where their head is at? Where's ours? And you see what's going on today. But still, Jesus loves us. He loves us, but you know what? He hates the sin. Now let's put it there. He loves us, but hates the sin. But hold up. They're so upset with him because he's doing the miracles on the Sabbath. But there was a division among them. You see the division among them. Well, this man that he's doing these miracles on the Sabbath day. There's a division. A division just like us. There's division. Because there's division right about now. There's a lot of division. We may say we believe it or we don't. But there's a lot of division right about now amongst the brethren. Oh, yeah. And there's a lot of division going on right about now with the brethren. I wonder why. Oh, yeah, think about last year. Think about 2020. You won't forget it, but the division started then. It started around, it was all starting and coronavirus came and it just got worse and worse and worse. It all just kind of kept going on up in November. It just kept it going. It just got worse and worse and worse. And still division is still there. But guess what? Jesus still loves us. He's still loves us, but hold up. But you see how these Pharisees, how they were, it's so irrelevant. How irrelevant, because Jesus was doing his business. He was doing his Father's business. But they wanted to keep a mess. They wanted to keep a mess going, okay? So they wanted to keep a division going. And you know what? Jesus still loved them, still extending to them his love. Still extending his love to them and giving them truth. But hold up. He still loved them. Still loved them and giving them truth. But the division. Let us think about such, because it is still going on right about now. Division, different areas, but it's still going on right now. But guess what? Hot Tala Michelle, Jesus, he still loves us. Amen. Oh, there's another one. Hold up. And another one. There's alienation. Alienation. Alienation from the truth. Did I say alienation from the truth? I could slap it. You do the math. But just know how separation is in progress. Right about now, yeah. Separation is in progress right now. Whether you see it or you don't, it is. It's in progress. Alienation from the truth. Alienation from the truth. Because you got some that are called the conspiracy theorists. You got some that are called something else. You got something that's called something else. And you got something that's called something else. And one set saying this is right. And the other set saying this is right. And the other set saying this is right. And the other set saying that this is right. Alienation from the truth. Oh, yeah. Separation is in progress. And truth is gonna prevail. Oh yeah, let me say it. Galatians 4:16. Am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? Boy, you better get with it, because you're gonna get the truth. You're gonna get it whether you like it or not. You're gonna get it. But I tell you, alienation from the truth, and it's prevalent right now, pretty much. You're mad? Because I told you the truth. Whoa, yeah, I tell you. Right now, it's same thing, different day. Alienation from the truth. Don't want to hear it. Don't want to hear the truth. Hold up, brethren, hold up. And how do you think that you gonna get to the kingdom and you can't even get along down here? Oops, some more division. I kind of like slapped that in there again. How you think that's gonna happen?
You can't even get along with your brother and your sister down here, but you think you're taking that to the kingdom? Don't think so. You gonna handle that before you get to the kingdom. Can't even get along with your brother down here. Because they told you the truth. Woo! Hello! They told you the truth. You wanna hear that? Hey, I'll be back. Give me a minute. I will be back. Hi there. Talking about the anchor at this moment and letting you know that the anchor is free. And Anchor will even give you money for podcasting. How many podcasts you know that you can be monetized for it? You know, I used to call the little saily sign because of the beautiful purple. And now they got the squiggly lines. They got the squiggly lines for the Anchor app. And still, it's the Anchor app, and still, it's a great podcast. And you should give it a try. And when you see that beautiful purple, because it's just a really, really, really beautiful purple, and you see those squiggly lines, you know that that is the Anchor app. And give yourself a chance and give it a try. Anchor also allows you to go on and hear great, great, great podcasts. Other podcasts that you can invest in. So give them a try. Go on to the Anchor app, Anchor FM. Don't let me have to tell you. Go ahead on and try out the Anchor app. You will be glad that you did. Enjoy it. Anchor, Anchor. .fm. Bye-bye. All right, we back. So you see the alienation from the truth and the division. And it's still going on. But hold up, brethren, hold up. There's more. There's even more. And this is a big one, too. Jesus loves us. He does. Hold up. Jesus loves us. And the big one is love. Oh, you see, in there, Jesus loves us. And guess what? He loves us still. Even in all of this, he still loves us because he willeth that no one perish. And that all come to the saving knowledge of the truth. It's obvious we live in the evil day. It's obvious. And Jesus loves us, and he's coming too. Now bring in that John 3:16. Bring it in that disclaimer. Thank you, Lord, for that. You bring it to my mind. I'm grateful. This, the disclaimer, that word, that bring in John 3:16, that's the proof. The proof. Do you know that all of what was going on with that division with about Jesus and the truth matter and all, it was all a division against Jesus. It was against him, but still he loved them. he loved them, and still he loves us. With even in it all, he still loves us, still. Hold on, brother, hold on, brethren, hold on. He loves us, hold up. And with his love, Matthew 23:35, then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him and saying, then, Master, which is the greatest commandment in the law? Matthew 22:37, Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. Did you get it? Did you get it on tonight that Jesus loves you, and he loves you so much that he got a message for you, and that message is that you love the Lord with all your heart,
and with all your soul and with all your mind, okay? And guess what? Matthew 22 and 38, this is the first and the greatest commandment, okay? Love, that we got to love. But you know, if we walking around here with this foolishness and this division and this alienation from the truth, do you think, and can't even get along with each other, that do you really think, do you really, 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 really think that you're going to see the kingdom like that? I said it before. I'll say it again. No, you ain't. Get it together. Get it together. That's what we need to do. I need to understand that this is the first and greatest commandment. That, hey, that love. Because he loves us, he wants us to love too, okay? We got to love too. We got to love each other. We can't seem to even get along with each other. But then somebody said, well, I love you. I just can't get along with you. Excuse me? No. One more clip. One more. Ha ha. Hey, this is a big one too. And the second like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Whoa. That's somebody say, wow, I love my neighbor. Who is your neighbor? How about that? Who is your neighbor? You just talking about the person next door? Are you talking about the person next door? Just that person? That's all you talk about? What about the person in the street? The loss. How about that? The loss. Them neighbors too. The loss. Do you love them too? You love them enough to give them Jesus? Yeah. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you, but hold up. And he telling us and letting us know, you hold up on these things because he loves us. Yeah, he do. But in these areas, we got to get it together. We got to get it together, God people. We got to get it together. And if you don't know Jesus Christ and the pardon of your sins, oh, please come to him. Then please come to him and give him your life because he died for you. And if you want to know him, just say a little simple prayer. Father, I ask you to come to my life. I believe you died for my sins. I ask that I'll serve you the balance of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. And if you're serious about it, if you are and you're serious, then welcome to the family of God. Welcome, because he knows if you're serious. Now, if you're serious, okay? But to know Jesus, know that he loves you. Know that he loves you, but hold up. And that division ain't going to work. Alienation of the truth, it definitely ain't going to work, because Jesus is the way, he's the truth, and the life. So you definitely alienation from the truth. But you see so much going on right now that even in this pandemic, it has done it. It has done it with alienation of the truth, with division. It is bringing these things to this level. But you know what? Jesus still loves us. He still loves us, but he wants us to get the truth. He wants us to give us the truth because he is the truth. So he wants us to have it, and we need to get it. So we know that. We know that he's the truth. We know it. So we know it. So don't get alienated from it. And all because somebody's saying, well, you know, well, they didn't say that right. Well, they did. That's not right what they said. And sitting there right in front of your face. Sitting there right in front of your face. The truth of the matter. Sitting there right in front of your face. And you don't want to see it. You see, that's a thing right there. Because you see that will. That will. We need to deal with that will. And we will. But you know what? Remember. Jesus loves you. He loves you. But hold up. In these areas, I just gave three, because there's more. There's many more. But I just took the three. And know that got to get it together in these areas. And love. Because he loves us. We got to love too. This is Dr. Jones from Beneath the Grief Ministries, the counseling service, coming to you on tonight with this message, which even this weekend also is an intercessory prayer weekend. So I'll be on back with another one. And this message here, just remember and just know that Jesus loves you. You have a blessed, you have a peaceful, you have a safe remaining of the night and a remaining of the weekend. And remember, Jesus loves you. But hold up. Bye-bye.